From Washington, this is VOA News. Authorities say two people were killed Friday morning at San Antonio Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. Sheriff spokesman James Keith said two bodies were found inside a room of a building on base. Keith said the shooter is believed to be among the dead. However, sheriff's deputies and other law enforcement officers are continuing to search the building and nearby facilities. In 2009, Fort Hood, which is about 260 kilometers from Lackland, was the site of the deadliest shooting at a U.S. military base, when 13 people were killed and 31 injured. Russian aviation authorities say the pilots of a Fly Dubai passenger plane that crashed in Rostov-on-Don on March 19th acted in a contradictory manner minutes before the plane crashed into the ground, killing all 62 people on board. Russia's Interstate Aviation Committee said Friday in its first report on the crash that the pilots attempted two landings in bad weather before climbing to 900 meters and abruptly pushing the nose of the craft down. The action caused the plane to plummet into the ground at a speed exceeding 600 kilometers per hour. It's not clear why the plane went into its fatal steep dive. Investigators say they are still analyzing the audio from the plane's cockpit voice recorder. A group of 45 Pakistani migrants has reached Dikili, Turkey, making the short trip from a migrant camp on the Greek island of Lesbos, where they were staying. The migrants arrived in Turkey despite protests by human rights activists. At least two activists were arrested for trying to prevent the Turkish vessel from leaving. A second group of migrants is expected to arrive in Turkey later Friday. Greek authorities say none of the migrants sent to Turkey had applied for asylum. This is VOA News.